That's Ben and Nicola from Dare to Begin Life Coaching, and thank you for joining. Today we are looking at our timeline, and we're looking at the past, and we're going to pick stages in our lives, milestones in our lives that should have been planted or maybe were planted, and how they have made us into the people we are now. We're going to be exploring like the foundation years to the legacy years, and looking at where we are now, and it's just how we have grown. So let's go into it. Let's dive into it. First of all, you guys, each stage, if we don't learn something, we will suffer, because at each stage of our life, we need, it's like a foundation, and without having that foundation, we can't build the next level. And so it's really important that at each stage of our life, growth is made. Otherwise, it's like a house that falls down. So we're going to go right to the foundation years, which is probably the 0 to 10 year olds. And this, for me, is the most important years, because it's these years where it's the real iron and concrete, and you know, the real soil in the foundation. And so at this stage, a child, they acquire facts and they imitate others. And so what you plant into that child's brain, they are like a tape recorder, mum, and they will take that right through their lives. And so it's a time of building. It's these years where they build trust, independence, integrity, and initiative. Now, if they are not built in these years, if they don't trust you, if the child, if you don't allow your child to skateboard, meaning if you don't allow that child to go out and into life and challenge themselves and fall off their skateboard and, you know, and see the world, if you don't allow your child to show initiative, that child will fail, because they'll have negative memories of guilt, of weakness, humiliation. So it's these years that you have to allow your child to trust you and to be independent. Now, the learner years is the 11 to 25 year olds. In these years, the 11 to 25 year olds, they have to become disciplined. And they have to, if they're not disciplined, they might become content. That they will. So basically, it's the years where they have to show that they're perceiving life, and they. If you don't give them a purpose, if they'll become submissive to others. And so it's these years where they need to learn as much as they can to become disciplined. It's like a tree that grows, and the roots grow and the branches grow. And if you don't allow them to do this, they'll become useless and alone. Now, the 25 to 35 year olds, these are the years where you're bonding with a partner, you might be having children, you're bonding with friends and values. It's the year where family takes over and careers take over, and you're moving into business and you're establishing yourself. So it's the years where you become you're expanding yourselves in relationships. Now, in these years, if you don't learn during these years, unfortunately, you'll be faced, if you don't risk getting out of your comfort zone, you'll be stuck. And it's this stage where you will be isolated from society. And yeah, it's quite sad. You'll feel alone. Now, then we go from the 35 to 45 year olds, or the 45 to 55 years old. So it's the builder years, builder and growth years. These years, they're very similar. Now, over throughout these years, so 35 to 55, it's the visionary years. And it's here where you've got these big ideas of maybe building a holiday house, or you might want to, and so you're moving again out of your comfort zone, and you're choosing to invest. You're investing in your family, in yourself, and you're challenging life. Now, if you don't do this, if you refuse to move out of your comfort zone, again, you will become stuck, and you'll see life in a dim light. Now, after that, it's the resourceful years. The resourceful and leader years. So that's the 55 to 65 year olds. Now, in these years, productivity occurs. So it's these years where you are a valuable resource, and you're the person that is like the wise one in the family. Now, if you haven't established yourself in the younger years, you might become a bit lethargic and a bit like tired of life and alone. Now, after those years, there's the values. There's the value years, the insight years, and the legacy years, which is 65 plus. Now, these years are pretty amazing because these are the years where you have integrity and respect. So these are the years where you have developed yourself and you are seen as the go-to in the family. Unfortunately, many people, they're not given the attention that they should have in these years, and they feel alone. And so what I suggest you do is you take all of the years apart and you look at each part of your life, each 10 years of your life, and you look at what you haven't gained or you have gained. And you try to work on the things that you haven't gained during those years. So if you were to look at the toddler years, so just to revise, sorry, again, if you were to look at the toddler years, if a child doesn't learn autonomy, they're going to feel guilty and they're going to feel shame. So those are the really young years. Now, in kindergarten, if a child doesn't feel, it doesn't have initiative to be able to do things and try to explore the world, they're going to feel guilt. If a child at school does not have that kind of industry to sort of to work through life and learn and get into life, they're going to feel inferiority. And the adolescent and young adult, if a child does not find their identity and challenge the world, they're going to have a role confusion. Now, again, in the adult years, if a child is not, does not have intimacy with their partner or have relationships, they're going to feel in isolation. And at middle age, if the person does not have generability, they are going to feel stagmentation again. And the elderly years, if they don't find their self and their integrity, they're going to have despair. So each part of our life is very important to go to the next level. And it's very important to find what our needs and values are in order to feel good about ourselves. And so by taking apart our timeline and looking at what is there and what is missing, we can be much happier. And I'd like to say hello to Konstantinos. Hello. Thank you for joining. And John Ryan. Thank you, John. It is true. Thank you. So that's about it for today. Next week, we'll be looking at something very interesting. We'll be looking at what the devil does to hold us back. That will be quite interesting. So I'd love you to join. And again, thank you so much for watching.